Ty Brady here with Brady Insurance Marketing in the Ty Brady Way. As a successful entrepreneur myself, I'm passionate in helping other entrepreneurs do the same as they rise from rags to riches and get inspired each week on the stories they tell here at the Ty Brady Way. I'd like to welcome Jimmy Alfakir to the show today. I got to know Jimmy. You know what? He came out and cleaned my tile, my carpet, and my sofa. And I have been very skeptical because people that have come and bid in the past basically said they couldn't get it clean or they were very negative and didn't even want to try. And one of the things you said is, listen, I can get it to, what was the term you used? I can get it to within eight years or something.
We can create a restore point.
A restore point. That was the word you used. Yes.
The word. Yeah.
He could get it to a restore point. And I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. But I'll tell you this. My couch looks brand new. My carpet looks brand new. And the tile looks fantastic. So and you sealed it up. And the other thing I didn't know is over time, if you did have tile sealed or if you had a couch sealed, that wears off.
It does.
Those fiber or the whatever you call it. What is that?
When it comes down to using a fabric and textile protectant, it usually wears off within 2 years. Or if you clean it sooner, it'll come off with the clean because using a two-level emulsification process between an alkaline detergent and a low pH neutralizer using hot soft water extraction removes all that stuff.
That's how you're able to get it. If there was any residue left on my old tile seal and it came off, that way you were able to reseal it.
The sealer for the stone, it's fortunate. It is permanent. It's a 25-year guaranteed coating that we provide on it. So it's a penetrating solvent-based stone sealer.
Okay.
That has acrylics and lacquers in it.
Yeah.
That kind of adhere very well to the surface and actually penetrate a little bit deeper so it can really grab into the stone surface that we normally do.
Jimmy, how did you get to where you're at today? Because, I mean, you and I talked about a few things at the house, but how did you get where are you from and how did you get here? And then how did you decide like, hey, I'm going to open a business?
So it's a long story. Of course, we can't go into all the details about the story.
We want the highlights. We want the good stuff.
I started working for a family business back in the early 2000s, and they did things fast, quick, and cheap. Okay.
Was it carpet cleaning?
It was carpet cleaning.
Okay.
Yeah, it was carpet cleaning. And after 5 years, we grew apart, and I started exploring employment other places. I went on a manifestation hunt, I call it, I was looking for the best employer to work for. After all the years of going through all the companies, I've found tons of pros and cons in the industry. And not everybody was doing everything exactly the way it's supposed to, 100% with passion and dedication.
Oh, I love that word.
For chemical processes and procedures using high-quality tools and equipment to be able to produce a high-end gold standard that everybody's looking for. I mean, there's great companies. There's so much and not so good, not so well. Stuff, people that just want to get it done, they don't care about the quality.
They get what they pay for.
Right. So I actually, when I started my business 4 years ago, I decided that I was going to go into 100% service. The best way it can be ever done without no gimmicks, no upfront sales tactics from corporate, you know, spills.
Get your room clean for $29.
Right.
That's a gimmick, right?
Yeah.
Because it never ends up being $29.
It ends up being $60, $100. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit different. So,
so you go on this manifestation journey after you've tried to find the best company to work for. What was the process of going from being an employee to being your own deal? I mean, what was that? Was it hard?
The process was actually a bit of a tough journey at first when I first started the transition, because as I'm always, I kept in that employee mentality. I had to break into an entrepreneur mentality. Is I came to my last approach after I was disconnected for a couple of years from working for anyone, and I was just working for another family member, helping them out. Create, you know, means to grow their business. And I applied for a job with a local company out of Fairview I give them a lot of credit.
Fairview, that's actually my dad. My dad was born and raised there.
Yeah. And
wow.
I just actually, when I started talking to one of the co-owners during the interview, I asked him, listen, I have an agenda. I want to work for you, but I cannot give you too long of time. I would love for you to teach me all the business aspects of it and customer relations and that, and I will be able to give you the direct sales. I will be able to give you the quality service for your customers. I will build your online presence and your reviews. And I was able to actually come into their business, increase their net sales by 18% in the first 6 months. And I took them to their first $1 million in 6 years, them being in business in the first year of me being in their company single-handed. I topped them off to where they needed to be to that million.
That's what you brought to the table, but what did they bring to the table for you?
They taught me everything. They put me through training courses. They put me through extensive, you know, management training and you know, the entrepreneur skills I've needed. And once, actually, I promised him 5 years at first, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it never lasted 5 years. Because I had a 5-year plan to meet a certain financial goal to be able to break out on my own. Mm-hmm. I was able to meet that financial, threshold that I needed to be to finally start my own business in 18 months. And
wow.
We shook hands on a good term basis. And I'm sorry, I just got to go, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Because I asked him for a raise and, he told me, unfortunately, you are the highest paid technician in the company. There's just no more room for a raise. You're topped off with us.
Wow.
So I was like, so there is no more room for me to grow here. Unfortunately, we just have to go our separate ways. And
mm-hmm.
They cried it out a little bit. And I was happy to move out because I was ready to take, you know, this particular service in my niche, in my local area to the next level. Now, a lot of people kind of, you know, tell me like, what sets you apart? It's hard for me to explain what sets me apart besides the fact that there is two aspects that set me apart, passion and dedication.
I would, if somebody was to ask me, you know, what sets Jimmy apart, it is that passion and dedication. Absolutely. Yeah. You can feel it. And if you're comparing side by side, you know, XYZ company and Jimmy, you'll see it. I mean, if you don't, open your eyes. That's all I could say.
Right.
Because, no, really. Yeah, you'll see it. I mean, you care about the process. You care about getting it clean. You care about all aspects of, you know, making it. Who wants their, you know, young child crawling around on a dirty carpet?
Nobody. And one of the things that I've actually tried to concentrate on a little bit is really not much of the service that I already know as if it's on autopilot. It would be done exactly the best way it could be every single time. But me coming into a family and a home and creating life-altering changes about the way a certain service is served up to change their life, and it will change their perception forever about mm-hmm. the way this service is done every time.
I can tell you, when I came home, I had a smile on my face. I mean, I really did. I had a smile on my face. I was like, okay, you know, I mean, it's interesting because every couple of years I had the painters come through and touch up the house and clean the windows and all those things. But, and then got the carpets and the tile done. The tile I haven't done. I've been there 7 years. So that was the first time.
Nice.
I'm guessing that's where you're asking me details on the tile. I was like, well, I could tell you what I think it is, but I don't know for sure.
I got you.
Yeah. So passion and dedication. Absolutely. Where does the passion come from?
The passion comes from me personally. I was raised by my grandpa. And my grandpa told me, you know, as I was growing up, he told me, if you want to do something, you either do it the best you can or don't do it at all. He kept telling me that all the time.
Woo, that gave me chills.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a tear in my eye talking about
it. I can feel it.
You know, and he was a beekeeper. And he was a farmer. And when he created, you know, certain events around his job or his passion, he did it the best. By matter of fact, just to even reminisce on the passion thing, the honey that he was able to get his bees to produce has been my life search. I would search the world to taste different honeys from around the world just so I can actually try to find somebody that cared so much for his bees.
Wow. Have you found it yet?
One company in Utah came very close. Okay, one company.
Have you tried New Zealand honey?
I have not yet.
Oh, I went to New Zealand, yeah. And they're known for their bees.
Yeah.
And I have some New Zealand honey.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'll have to get you try some. I mean, they talk about it all the time. It's what they're known for.
Yeah.
So the passion comes from your grandfather, that simple phrase when you were a kid.
He planted it in me. He put the seed in there. And ever since then, it has been a self-driven, you know, motivation that I, you know, I do a lot of self-talk and self-motivation, and I kept going after it. I was like, just worry about the people. And people will be like, no, you got to worry about the money. I was like, worry about the people. The money has no way but to follow suit. If you want to make money, care about the people. The money will just come. And that's where I'm focused on, is I'm caring more about the people than I am I'm worried about the final end price. Because we're not like in my industry, in my like business, price is not a factor, but we're also not cheap, but we're more quality driven than we are price driven.
I would say there's no gimmicks,
right?
You could get an ad that says you can get this done, but it never ends up that way,
right?
You know, what you delivered was simple. It wasn't any gimmick. It was, you said, this is what I can do it for. It wasn't a bait and switch. It was straightforward. It was easy to understand. And the process was simple.
For sure.
I mean, that's from my perspective. And, you know, great job. That's all.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But there are no gimmicks.
There's no gimmicks. There's absolutely no gimmicks. I just don't like, misleading people. I just, you know, I have a fear of what, and people call a maker, a God, if there's, you know, a God out there that exists, that controls and, you know, that had produced this universe, that we will be questioned for every single aspect of everything that we do in our lives. And this one is actually, it's coming with actually fear of God too. You know, because I have to provide people with honesty, integrity, and I use it in terms of my business, high performance, high quality. Because it all goes into that whole entire passion dedication bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you have the passion, the dedication follows,
right?
It's just a byproduct. The same thing you mentioned about service first, and after the service, the money's there. And, you know, I talk about this during the pandemic, you know, that we came out of, I think service went out the window.
It did.
And it hasn't come back yet. And I think in some regards, people are like, where can I get it the cheapest, the fastest, right?
Right.
How can I get it to my door the cheapest and fastest way? And people are like, I'm willing to go to a restaurant if I actually, you know, my glass gets full without having to be asked, if they're on point, if they care about me and want to know where my meal is, rather than just getting a meal saying, here you go, goodbye, see you later, right? That's me personally. But the service has to come back.
Right.
Because I'm willing to pay for service. I mean, are you willing to pay for service?
I am. And see, one time I tried to, I'm not a garage door expert.
Yeah.
I tried to install my own garage door and I had my wife help me and we had a small accident. We had to end up taking my wife to the ER because the garage door fell on her, but it flipped over and the back rail hit her in the lip, right? So she had to go get a couple of stitches, but it was right on the lip line. And I'm like, hold on a second. I'm a carpet cleaner. Yes, I am a handyman, but I'm no garage door guy.
No.
I picked up the phone the very next day, called the garage door company to come and do it. You know, I appreciated the fact that they actually came, explained to me what needed to be done because that was their niche and they did it.
Yes.
So I was willing to pay for the service because guess what? I'm not no garage door expert. Therefore, it comes down to the same thing with the, let's say, the carpet, tile and grout and upholstery cleaning thing. It is an additional service that is necessary in people's homes. Cleaning correctly is necessary. Because when people go in and they actually misuse products and processes and procedures that are necessary to get the job done correctly,
be harmful.
They are very harmful when it comes down to chemical aspect, chemical residue left behind, and or sometimes misusing the chemicals can make it a breeding and a thriving ground for bacteria, mold, and fungus that can be very harmful long term on your whole entire family and your pets. And who wants that? People think it's a quick, cheap, and go job when there's actually more to it than what meets the eye. A lot of service company, which I called them the predatory service kings in my niche, had fed people a line of so many things that people don't know what to believe anymore when it comes down to this. That's why I tell people, listen, let me come into your home and I'm going to give you a price because I'm going to set a standard to what I'm going to charge you for. And if you don't absolutely love, not just like, totally above and beyond and love the product that I'm going to deliver to you at the end, you can have my services absolutely free. But then if you did like them and you did love them and you paid me my price, I'm going to give you a 3-month workmanship warranty that is going to make that work stand up to that price that you paid me for the services that I guaranteed you that I'll do.
Yeah.
And I'll do it for any and every single person. And a lot of people will be like, wow, that's hell of a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? 6% of people think it's a bluff or it's a fluff. And the rest opt in.
You know why? You have the confidence.
Yeah.
You know your product. You know your processes. You know you're valuable. You know, as an entrepreneur, I think a lot of entrepreneurs, they know their worth, right? And you've learned that over time, right? You've learned it. You own it. And you want to do it more. Now, the question is, where do you see this going in the next 5 to 10 years? Now that you're in business for yourself?
So we are going into our first phase of expansion this summer. So we're going to bring on another truck on board for service. And we're going to hire 2 more employees
mm-hmm.
to be field technicians. And I'm going to train them to my exact specifications. Of course, it's going to be hard to get them to have the passion thing, but I'm going to go through a bit of a
refiner's fire.
Right. I'm going to use a headhunting company to get me a couple of guys that actually have the fire in them already, that are ambitious. They're just wanting to grow and make some money. And hopefully I can get 5 years out of each one of them.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully. And I'm hoping the next 5 to 10 years, we'll have 10 trucks in full operation. And that's where I want to get. I want to grow it up to 10 trucks of service. And we want to keep it small and keep the family theme going and keep it personalized so it's not commercialized and it's not like a franchise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we do things, just absolutely the right way. All the stuff is available on the market. There is nothing that's a secret. You just have to go out there and learn. There's classes from different institutions, such as the IICRC, which is the Institution of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration. They have various, certificates that you can, the technicians and the professionals themselves, they can get. But they also have to adhere to the education that's taught to them through those classes and do it instead of just, certified and just skip trace and do it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Or the other way. The American Rug and Fabric Institute has classes. There's different foundations that actually are teaching people how to do cleaning correctly. And it's been a very wonderful journey learning from all these companies. I'm following them on social media. I am watching all their YouTube videos. And I'm following every single trend of a new technology that's coming out that's providing the highest level of quality that I can use to make my job more efficient, higher quality, and more successful customer satisfaction at the end result. So
I've had other trades on my show. And one of the misconceptions out there is I think they say trades can't make money. Like it's not. And one of the guys on my show, I remember him saying this. He says, believe it or not, the income has gone up 35% in trades. Would you say that's true? Or in your industry, can people make a good living?
Carpet cleaning, if done correctly, can be a gold mine if done correctly. Now, there's a lot of, you know, people, entrepreneurs and businesses that have gone into this niche, and they figured out a way to make a gold mine living out of providing it the very and most basic way, because of the misconception that people have that things should be quick, cheap, and fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a very rewarding, it's a very rewarding job.
It can be a gold mine.
It is. It
can be. If anybody wants to get in the industry or get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can simply call me or email me, or, you know, tag us through our social media handles. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, LinkedIn, you know, YouTube. We're out there. Even Google. I mean, we're first on Google for most. We are dedicated, you know, a Google partner as well. They can use, you know, any type of.
I believe that's how I found you. I'd seen a couple of your videos that were intriguing, and I was like, oh, I'm going to call this guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I don't know if it was TikTok or whatever. Yeah. I just saw it and I was like, oh, I may follow you. I don't even know. No, I probably do. But yeah, that's how I found you. Well, anything else you'd like to leave with the audience in the show today?
So I would like to close it with this. If you want to hire someone for your services, do your research. Make sure you equip yourself with how the proper processes and procedures are done. Read reviews. Make sure you distinguish between the fake reviews and the real reviews, because there's a lot of junk reviews out there that a lot of companies sell for professional services to get them to rank higher. You got to be able to get a personal touch and feel from those reviews that you read, instead of a vague general idea about what they're doing, to be able to make the determination who you're going to hire for your services.
Yeah.
There's a lot of companies out there to do the services for you. Choose the best one and then just live a happy life.
Now, I know you didn't pay me for this, but I'd definitely have you back to clean anything in my house for sure.
Absolutely. And I'll be there to help you out.
Yeah. As always, share, like, and subscribe, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Ty Brady Way. As always, share, like, and subscribe. Go to Instagram at ty.r.brady. And as always, love hearing from you. And let me know what you want to learn on the show or what you'd like me to bring up on the show. Thanks.
You can find the Ty Brady Way on Instagram as well as Facebook. To stay connected with giveaways and Ty himself, go ahead and follow at ty.r.brady on Instagram as well as Facebook. This podcast was recorded, edited, and produced by Whitney Face Media Marketing. The theme music is an excerpt from Hot Chicken of the Woods by Isaac Joel.